There's a hair on my soap, an ugly little thing, a little pubic souvenir upon my Irish spring. There's a hair on my soap, it's curly, long, and fine. There's a hair on my soap, and I don't think it's mine. My roommate must have used it, cause I see his soap is gone. It was just a sliver yesterday, and now it has passed on. I feel for his predicament, but still it isn't fair. Just cause he used up his ivory, why should I bathe in his hair? There's a hair on my soap, a hair on my soap. Can't rinse it off, can't scrape it off. I don't know how to cope with this hair on my soap, this hair on my soap. Just thought I'd take a shower, but I've given up all hope. The water's pouring down on me and splashing in the drain. The shampoo's running in my eyes, I'm wincing from the pain. Can't deal with the horror of this most disgusting vine. This sample of his DNA my roommate left behind. I look around the tub, my other roommate's soap is there. It's shiny white and barely used, devoid of pubic hair. So I use it and put it back where it's supposed to go. And I think that it's the perfect crime, but little do I know, I left a hair on the soap, a hair on the soap. Well, at least it's less disgusting than to find one in your scope. There's a hair on the soap, a hair on the soap. The cycle goes forever, and I don't know how to cope.
Soap. There's a hair on the soap. There's a hair on the soap. There's a hair.